الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من حج لله فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء کرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, we have entered into that part of the Islamic calendar after the Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan. From the first of Shawwal, currently we are in Zulqa'dah. This period, ulama-i-kiram refer to as Ayyamul Hajj, the days of Hajj. Our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us a parable or example of our Deen-e-Islam as being a building. He said it has five foundational pillars. Buniyal Islam ala khams. Islam rests on five foundations or five foundational pillars: the shahadat of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, iqam as-salah, establishment of salah, discharging of zakat, sawmi Ramadan, the fasting of the month of Ramadan. And like I said, we have entered into what we call Ayyamul Hajj, the fifth pillar of Islam. Kaabatullah, Baytullah, the result of the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, faj'al af'idatam minan nasi tahwi ilayhim. When he passed in glowing terms that great qurbani and test, which was one of the many tests through which Allah Ta'ala put Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ. Allah says, we tested Ibrahim alayhi salam, kalimat, many tests, فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. He passed every one of those tests which Allah Ta'ala put in front of him. One test was that qurbani and sacrifice, to leave his wife, leave the newborn child in Makkah Mukarrama. At that time, he made this dua. Amongst the dua, faj'al af'idatam minan nasi tahwi ilayhim. Let this place be such that the hearts of the whole world will be attracted to it. Warzuqhum minan thamarat. Let the thamarat and the barakat of the whole world come towards this spot. What is Kaabatullah? What is Baytullah? This is the center of the earth. Geographically also, it is the center of the earth. Inna awwala bayt wudhi'a lin-nas. The first house, Malaika was sent down to construct the first construction of Kaabatullah. The first building, the first house constructed on this earth. Allah tells us, inna awwala bayt, the first home, wudhi'a lin-nas, not for the Middle East, not for the Arabian Peninsula, wudhi'a lin-nas. Allah says, we placed it for the whole of humanity. This is why naturally, every one of us, our hearts aspire towards Kaabatullah. Intrinsically, part of our psyche, is the love for Baytullah, for Kaabatullah. It's a proof of Iman that is in the heart of every one of us. Now, as I mentioned, we have entered into the days of Hajj. This fifth pillar of Islam, whilst it is not conceivable, not even logistically possible, that every one of us every year will perform Hajj. But there are certain asbaq, certain lessons, certain haqaiq, certain realities, that it is absolutely imperative that each one of us, through this great fifth pillar of Islam, we revisit. Time constraints in Jumu'ah, impossible to discuss all of them. The verse I recited in the beginning, after that verse, one ajeeb expression we find in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala mentions the initial da'wat and invitation that was given for Hajj. Inshallah, we will discuss that just now. At the end of that verse, Allah says, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. That through this amal of Hajj, there isn't one nafa, one benefit. Quran says, manafi'a, there are multitudes of benefit. Through your connection with Kaabatullah, with Baytullah, through this entire exercise, O Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, manafi'a, there are many, many benefits. What are those benefits? Like we said, to some extent, we will discuss a few of them. Unfortunately, and this is what we call Ashratu Sa'a, signs of Qiyamat, where our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophesied. He said, Ya'ti ala nasi zamanun. He said, a time will come upon my ummah. The crux of the hadith, not only for Hajj, Salah also, Zakat also, fasting also, but pertinent to what we're discussing, Hajj also. He said the shakal, the shape, the outward form will remain. But the ruh, the essence, Hajj and Umrah, that will come out. يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ تَحُجُّ أَغْنِيَاءُ أُمَّتِي لِلتَّنَزُّهُ أَوْسَاتُهُمْ لِلتِّجَارَةِ قراؤهم للرياء والسمعة فقراؤهم للمسألة. He said, a time will come upon my ummah, Hajj and Umrah, for the rich people will become a holiday. Sometimes when the annual so-called compulsory vacation or expedition, either to Dubai or to Maldives, or to Indonesia, or to Malaysia, wherever it is, we want to give it an Islamic flavor, so we'll add Umrah to that. He said, and this is the prophecy of Rasulullah. He said, a time will come, Hajj and Umrah, for the rich people will become a holiday. This is literal translation of the hadith. He said, for the middle classes, it'll become a trading expedition. For the ulama also, those who have knowledge of deen, it will become a show of exercise. And he said, for the poor people, it will become a begging expedition. The crux of the hadith is the shakal. Outward form will remain. Haqiqat, reality will come out. And let us understand, this ummah is in a cauldron of difficulties. Blood is being spilt of this ummah cheaper than water. Every direction. If you have a living heart, that heart has to be crying to see what is happening to this ummah. Naturally, when faced with these type of halat and conditions, the question arises, what is the solution? How to come out of this? There is only one solution. That solution is Iman and Islam. Iman and Islam, Iman and Islam. On Iman and Islam, decisions come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we talk of Iman and Islam, the reality of Iman and Islam. So every one of us, like I said, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. They are great, great asbaq and lessons pertinent to our current condition also, that we can learn from Hajj, that we can learn from the Qurbani of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Time constraints, like I mentioned, certain peculiarities we find with Hajj. The five pillars of Islam, nowhere in the Quran you'll find Surah As-Salah. No surah is named after Salah. There's no Surah As-Sawm also. No Surah As-Zakat also. But this amal of Hajj, Surah Al-Hajj. Allah named an entire surah. And Allah, in that surah, Allah draws our attention to an ajeeb peculiarity of Hajj. The first invitation, obviously one was the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, but the father of this ummah, or call it the great grandfather of this ummah, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is commanded, وَاتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. O my Nabi, follow the millat of your great great grandfather Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was Hanifa. In other words, Islam is the height of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. Deen-e Hanifiyat. So, the first invitation for this ummah, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. Ibrahim alayhi salam, from a historical context, Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam had completed the reconstruction of Ka'batullah. At that time, Allah reveals this verse upon him, this command, Adhin. This word Adhin has a meaning of what we call takrar, like adhan. You don't give azan one time, azan is five times a day. And azan is such, people listen or don't listen. The muazzin still gives the azan. Whether they heed the call or don't heed the call. Adhin, bar bar. Adhin, Ibrahim alayhi salam is commanded, Adhin, give, issue the invitation. Those who understand Arabic, logically this verse or the next expression of it doesn't make sense. Person makes i'lan, issues an invitation, call people for Hajj. Allah doesn't say that. Allah says, Adhin finnas. The word fi means inside, like this cup. You put water into it. So Allah is saying, Adhin finnasi bil hajj. Quran is afsahul kalam. It is the absolute height of eloquence. So what is this? Fill the people with the invitation of hajj. In other words, call people towards Ka'batullah, towards Baytullah in such a manner that their entire wujud is filled with the azmat of Ka'batullah and Baytullah. Adhin finnas, from head to toe, let their hearts, let their wujud, let their bodies be filled with the love of Ka'batullah. Filled with the love of the birthplace of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Filled with the love of the barakat, the shawq, the inclination towards that place which Allah describes, inna awwala bayt allati wudhi'a linnas lalladhi bi Bakka. Geographically in Bakka, Mecca, but mubarakan, mubarakan. Allah says, ye ba barkat wali jagah hai. It's full of barkat. Wahudal lil alameen. It is hidayat lil alameen, for the entire alam. Fihi ayatum bayinat. Maqamu Ibrahim. Waman dakhalahu kana amina. Allahu Akbar. Such fadail. Such virtues of Ka'batullah, Quran tells us. So the heart, the whole wujud must be filled with the azmat of it. This is that command. Adhin finnasi bil hajj. وَمَا يَبْلُغُ سَوْتِي. Ibrahim alayhi salam says, Ya Allah, where is this command being given? Not Makkah of today. Makkah of 4,000 years ago, plus minus. Jabal Abi Qubais one side. Jabal Umar or whatever name it had at that time. Jabal Safa, Jabal Marwa. Black arid mountains. Forget vegetation, there isn't even a blade of grass. Absolutely desolate. That place, Ibrahim alayhi salam is commanded by Allah that called the whole world, annas, towards Hajj. Carries out Allah's command. What does the question he asks? Wama yablughu sawti. Ya Allah, I will carry out your command. Who is going to hear this? Allah says, أَذِّنْ وَعَلَيَّ الْبَلَاغِ. Qurtubi rahimahullah mentions the riwayat. Allah says, you issue the invitation. Conveying that invitation, that is my job. Fasaida, Jabal Abi Qubais. He climbs onto the mountain Abu Qubais, where the king's palace today is situated. If you stand from the haram and you see in that direction, that is Jabal Abi Qubais. Ibrahim alayhi salam stands on that mountain. Ya ayyuhan nas, inna Allah qad amarakum bihajj hadha albayt. Allah has commanded you, O humanity, Allah has commanded you with Hajj of Ka'batullah. Why? Allah benefits? No. Obviously a journey, particularly in those times, hardship, rigor, sacrifice, financial expense, all that is coupled with this concept of journey and suffer. That is why Rasulullah said, As-safaru qit'atun min al-'adab. He said, journey is a part of azab. It's a different matter. Today we have made journeys a holiday. Something that should be for necessity. So, Allah is commanding you. Why? لِيُثِيبَكُمْ بِهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَيُجِيرَكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ النَّارِ. Because through this coming to Ka'batullah, Allah wants to, in return, recompense you with Jannah. And Allah wants to save you from Jahannam. This is why you are being called. Historically, it's reported in the riwayat, Allah conveyed the physical voice of Ibrahim alayhi salam to the whole world. Allah doesn't need satellite dishes or telecommunication. Every living person on the earth heard the voice of Ibrahim alayhi salam giving this invitation. In the land of the souls in Alam-e-Arwah, every soul to be born till Qiyamah heard this. Response varied. Some remained silent. Some responded once. Some responded several times. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. According to the number of times that the response was given, tawfiq from Allah, selection from Allah, choice from Allah, hikmat of Allah, Allah takes it upon Himself that when that person comes to the world, that number of times Allah, not some accreditation and not some visa and not your bank balance and not your contacts is going to take you there. It is only Allah. Why? Al-Hujjaj wal-Ummar wafdullah. The Haji and the one who goes for Umrah, this is Allah's delegation. This is Allah's people. It's Allah's bulawa. It's Allah's call. It's Allah's invitation. And to fulfill that invitation, financial circumstance, contact, visa, amenities, this is not a condition. The only condition is Allah's acceptance. So the shock and inclination is there. What is this teaching us? Get yourself accepted by Allah. And physically, if you can't go, Allahu Akbar. What does my Nabi say? Man mata ala firashihi. Mafhum of the hadith. He said, a man will die on his bed, but ballagha manazil ash-shuhada. Tomorrow Allah will raise that person who died on his bed with the shuhada, with the martyrs who died in the path of Allah. Why? Sidqun niyya. Because of the sincerity of his intention. Sincerity of intention. Come. كم من واصل إلى البيت وقلبه منقطع عن رب البيت. There are many physically, bodily that have reached Kaabatullah. يأخذ بأستار الكعبة. They are holding the khilaf of the Kaaba also. But قلبه منقطع عن رب البيت. Not for one second is their heart connected with Allah. وكم من قائد في بيته على فراشه وقلبه متصل بالمحل الأعلى. There are many thousands of kilometers away, sitting on their beds in their houses, but not for one second is their heart ghafil of the Rabb of Kaabatullah. Sidqun niyya, sincerity of intention, have the true shauq, true talab. Allah is such, youngster today makes the decision, I want to become Hafizul Quran. He starts, only learns Auzu and Bismillah, maybe Surah Fatiha, doesn't even go beyond that. But he dies in this condition. Tomorrow Allah will raise him with the Hufaz. So don't be affected by your circumstance and don't be affected by the impediments. This is Allah's bulawa, Allah's exclusive invitation. Get yourself accepted by Allah. Coming back, أذن في الناس بالحج. Ibrahim, fill the hearts of humanity with the azmat of this place. Issue the invitation. يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق. The balaghat and eloquence of Quran. Ya'tuka. What it should have been, Ya'tuni. Ibrahim, call humanity to my house. So what it should have been, they will come to me, to Allah, to Kaabatullah. Quran doesn't say that. Ya'tuka, they will come to you, Ibrahim. It's doubtful whether in the life of Ibrahim al-Islam even one person came on that invitation. Or if few, or if some came, it would have been a few, a handful. Yet what is Quran telling us? That every haji or mu'tamir that goes to Kaabatullah is going to, has accepted the invitation of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ya'tuka, they will come to you. This is the appreciation. This is the acceptance of Allah of the 120 years of Qurbani and sacrifice of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. That Allah made him and his son Ismail alayhi salam your host. Ya'tuka rijalan wa ala kulli dhamir. They will come to you walking. Wa ala kulli dhamir. On lean camels, lean animals. Why? Rigors of the journey, the animal becomes lean. That is why Quran uses the word dhamir. Ya'tuka rijalan wa ala kulli dhamir. Quran mentions Rijal walking first. Why? You want Allah, you want to go to Kaabatullah, you want to connect with Allah, you want to find the love of Allah, you want to drown yourself in the mercy of Allah. The road to that requires Qurbani and sacrifice. It is not a road of ease and not a road of ease and comfort and afiat. And the riwayat غالباً of Ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنهما من حج من مكة ماشيا حتى يرجع إلى مكة كتب الله له بكل خطوة 700 حسنة من حسنات الحرم. قيل وما حسنات الحرم؟ قال كل حسنة بمئة ألف حسنة. What does this hadith mean? Time is limited, so I'm not going into the detailed explanation. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, that person who makes walking Hajj for every step, Allah will give him 700 million reward. It's mentioned in the riwayat, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam from Hind in India performed 1,000 walking Hajj. Ya'tuka rijalan, they will come to you walking on lean camels. Fasahat and eloquence of Quran. Ya'teena min kulli fajjin ameeq. the beauty of Quran, the beauty of the selection of words, يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍ عَمِيقٍ. What it should have been. Ibrahim alayhi salam, they will come to you from all parts of the world. Allah doesn't say that. Allah says they will come to you from deep and distant ravines. Faj, amik. Both these words mean something that is deep down. Something that is deep down is low. So the imagery Quran is creating is that this journey is a journey from descension to ascension. This journey is a journey from low ground. The whole world, whether it is America, Australia, Africa, Asia, Europe, the whole world is faj and amir. It is low ground. It is inferior. Kaabatullah is oval. Kaabatullah is azka. Kaabatullah is athar. Kaabatullah is arfa. Kaabatullah is the first. It is the highest. It is the purest. It is the pinnacle. And this journey is a journey from low ground to high ground, not only physically. This journey is a journey from a heart which is empty of the love of Allah, which by the time this journey takes place has to be brimming and overfull with the love of Allah. This is a journey of ascension. This is a journey of acceptance. You are now not an ordinary person. You are wafdullah. You have become the delegation of Allah. And understand, like I said, time constraints. There are many aspects, many peculiarities, one particular peculiarity, little time that remains. I am going to focus on that. The root, the essence, a day is coming. Whether it's salah. What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Your salah will never be salah. Your salah will never be salah until it does not resemble the salah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Criteria in that court that is coming, whether it is salah, whether it is zakat, whether it is fasting, whether it is sadaqah, whether it is khairat, whether it is zikr, whether it is tilawat, anything you will do, the first criteria, the first basis on which the value of your action will be judged is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why Allama Ghazali rahimahullah mentions, he says the fifth pillar of Islam has this distinction. One person came to, one Jew came to Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Ayatun fi kitabikum. Lo alayna ma'shar al-yahud nazalat. لَتَّخَذْنَا ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ عِيدًا. Umar, there is a verse in your kitab, in your Quran. If this verse had been revealed on us, the Jews, we would have made the day of its revelation a day of Eid and celebration. He said, who is he saying this to? Not an ordinary person. This is that personality whose uloom, whose taqwa, whose piety, whose acceptance in the sight of Allah was such that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لو كان بعدي نبي لكان عمر. If there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. So what does Umar say? إني لعارف يوم الذي نزلت فيه والمكان الذي نزلت فيه. I know exactly which verse you are referring to. I know the place it was revealed. I know the day it was revealed. I know the time it was revealed. Asr. Ba'd al-Asr, Arafah, 9th of Zulhijjah, the greatest creation of Allah was on his camel Adba. Sahaba say when this verse came down, the back of the camel almost broke because of the weight of this verse. Something achieves perfection, completion. Ulama say there are two aspects by which something is completed. One is ajza, the different parts of something have to come together, then it becomes complete. The other is sifat, the different attributes. Sometimes something, the parts are complete, the quality is not complete. Sometimes the quality is complete, the parts are missing. In Arabic, when something has achieved completion, so far as its parts, the word is itmam, tamam. When something has achieved perfection so far as its sifat and attributes, The word is kamal. Both are found in this verse. Akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. Your deen, we have taken it so far as sifat and attributes to kamal. So far as its parts and ajza to itmam. Complete in every aspect. How does Allah introduce this? Al-yawm. Al-yawm. May all our lives be sacrificed on the eloquence of Quran. What is this al-yawm? Today, when you tell somebody something, today, what are you telling him? Think about the past. Aeons past. Centuries past. Nabi upon Nabi. Shariat upon Shariat. Sacrifice upon sacrifice. Trial upon trial. Test upon test. Tribulation upon tribulation. An ocean of the progress of humanity finally reaches its culmination on the 9th of Zulhijjah after Asr Salah. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is singled out and this verse is revealed. Al-yawm, today, the favor and the ni'mat and the bounty of Islam has been completed. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. Now tell them till Qiyamah. وَمَن يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَن يُقْبَلَ مِنْ إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. You want Allah, you want Jannah, you want ease in the world, you want dignity and honor, you want the protection of the malaika, you want coolness in your qabr, you want to receive your books in the right hand on hashar, you want to cross the sirat with the speed of lightning, you want jannat, you want success, whatever you want, every other door has been closed, one door remains open, Deen-e-Islam. And what is Deen-e-Islam? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jami'u ma jabihi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how do we find that? What is the road to that? Few minutes remain. Understand this, my respected brothers. Ulama explain it like this. They say, Our Qibla, our Simt, our direction for Allah's Ibadat is Kaabatullah. If your Qibla is wrong, that Ibadat will never be accepted. Our Qibla for Allah's Ibadat is Kaabatullah. And our Qibla, our Simt, our direction for the Itaat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Ashabu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From their time, a fortress was erected. Like I mentioned, anything will be judged what? In Allah's court, anything you present, the first criteria. How close does this resemble Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When it comes to Hajj, he said, خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. He said, take your Hajj from me, from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is your and my reaction to that. Start from one side of the masjid. Right, these are the days of Hajj. You got your accreditation or not. Many years, maybe you made Hajj, maybe you didn't make. You got the desire, you ask anybody's ready? Yes, I want to go for Hajj, I desire Hajj. Start from one side of the masjid, you're not here to run anybody down. But this is just one little thermometer. By how many days was the Hajj journey of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When did my Nabi leave for Hajj? What did he do on that journey? How many stops did he make? What occurred in his Hajj journey? How did he enter Makkah? Illa masha'Allah, majority of us will have absolutely no idea. And yet, main to aashiq-e-rasool. I want to make Hajj, I've got the shauk, I've got the inclination. The other day someone asked me, Hazrat Moisu Sahab Rahmatullah used to say, bhai, samajh lo, Hajj kya hai? What was Hajj? How did he come into existence? What was his Hajj? What did he do in Mina? What was his cry in Arafah? He said, if the Hajj majma of 1 year, 2.5 million, Badr was only 313. Badr was only 313. He said, if the Hajj majma of 1 year, that 2 or 2.5 million, understand and associate with the Hajj of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by the qasam of my Allah, that would be sufficient for the hidayat of the whole world. Today we go there, but we have no idea. The shock is not even there. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala who says, Adhana Rasul, and this, I've run out of time, so very, very quickly, I'm just mentioning a few points. The extent to which Sahaba preserved every aspect of his Hajj. They understood what was Ish. They are the Qibla to Itaat-e Rasul. They are the Qibla to the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jabir says, Adhana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bil Hajj. My Nabi said, I am going for Hajj. Falam yabqa. Literal translation. Falam yabqa ahadun yaqdir. Rajilan wa rahilan. There wasn't a single one of us who had the ability, whether on foot, whether on camel, except that we immediately presented ourselves. Then Jabir goes on, Nahnu an yameenihi wa an shimalihi, an yameenihi wa an shimalihi, groups upon groups, we were in front of him, we were behind him, maddal basar, till as far as the eye could see, Sahaba thronged from every direction to observe the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was a Saturday, Zuhr Salah, before Zuhr Salah, 25th of Zulqa'dah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered a khutbah in Masjid al-Nabawi. He explained the rites of Hajj, performed Zuhr Salah, tied the ihram, proceeded. With him at that time, 12,000 sahaba accompanied him. Numbers were increasing every day incrementally. By the time Asr Salah came, he reached Zul Hulayfa. Jibreel came down and said, this is a Mubarak night. You must spend the night in Zul Hulayfa. He appointed Najiyah bin Jundub Aslami radiallahu ta'ala anhu to look after his Qurbani animals. Appointed Abu Dujana Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu as Amir of Medina. Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Fajr, Zuhr, 5 Salah were performed in Zul Hulayfa. In this interim, Asma bint Umais, the wife of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, gave birth to a child. The name of child, Muhammad bin Abu Bakr. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept the name. He told her, you must carry on, you will become pak after you come out of nifas. Then only you come out of the ihram. Nevertheless, after Fajr, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made ghusl to give, to act as a detergent. 2 types of soap, in other 2 leaves were used. One was Ushnan Khitmi, Sahaba recorded the names, were used in the water which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made ghusl with. After making ghusl, 2 pieces of cloth from Muscat Sahara in Yemen, that also recorded were brought. He tied his ihram with that. After that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before making the niyat of ihram, he applied itar, he applied oil on his hair, honey was put on the hair, this was put to keep the hair so that he doesn't move about. Zuhr Salah time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made Zuhr, and then he made the niyat, he mounted his camel Adba, one riwayat Qaswa, Allahumma ja'alhu hajjan, la riya fihi wala sum'a, labbaik hajjatan, Allahumma labbaik. The journey began. First stop was Malal, 16 miles, 17 miles later. Next stop was Roha. In Roha, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made Salah in a certain spot. He said 70 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam performed Salah on this spot. Next stop was Asaya, 45 miles from Medina. Then was Arj. Then were at in Arj, the camel carrying the goods of Abu Bakr and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got lost. Later it was retrieved. When they found out it was lost, Alu Fudala Aslami radiallahu anhu offered another camel to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Next stop was Abawa, the place where the mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is buried. Then was Usfan. In Usfan, my Nabi said, I can see Salih alayhi salam, Hud alayhi salam, Yalubbuna wa Yahujjun. They are reciting the Talbiyah and they are performing Hajj. According to Suyuti's riwayat, in his Durul Manthur, the graves of Salih and Hud alayhi salam are found in this place. The next stop was Sarif, just before Makkah Mukarrama. Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha entered into Khayr. The masail pertaining to that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained. In Sarif, he said there is a well, 17 Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam drank from the water of that well. In Sarif also, he said, I can see Musa alayhi salam in Juhfa shouting out the labbaik as he is performing Hajj. On Monday, the 4th of Zulhijjah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered into Makkah. My respected brothers, this is just to give us an indication that there is no excuse. Like the sands of time were not allowed, the sands of time were not allowed to erase any aspect of the Mubarak way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, sunnah is not there. The shauk is not there to dress like my Nabi, to conduct ourselves like my Nabi. Just now, nikah is going to take place. Today, what is the qualification? Somebody is ready to get married. Why? The jewelry set is ready, or the financial qualifications have been met. What is the qualification? Become a husband like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to become a husband. Become a wife like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. Every aspect of his life is there. The qusur, the shortage, is coming from you and I. One very, very important lesson of Hajj. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. Whatever challenges this ummah will face till qiyamah, Allah gave us the solution. The solution is 100% the Mubarak way of life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Learn this, drown yourself in this, and anoint yourself with sunnah. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir.